One of the features of modern day Lent is the giving up of things. Things which are perhaps not good for us. A few years ago I gave up fizzy pop and we decided to repeat this again this year. When I did, I had a thumping headache, which my wife reassuringly tells me is caffeine withdrawal. Sometimes the things we enjoy are not good for us physically, but there are also things which are not good for us spiritually. Our reading today presents those things which were and still remain detrimental to our spiritual well-being. Selfishness, cheating people, extortion and lies. When John was preaching and baptizing, the people asked him, "Then what are we supposed to do?" Lent is also a time for us to reflect on what it is that God wants us to do. We come to him to receive our salvation once and for all. But we continue to come to worship him, to find peace, to share our lives with him, whether during good times or bad. We also, like those who came to John, come to ask, "What is it you want me to do?" Sometimes we are asked to do a lot, sometimes a little, but always we are only asked what we are capable of doing. In this season of Lent, we once again look to God for guidance on the path that he would have us walk. I've chosen as our hymn today from Singing the Faith number 394, "Spirit of God, Unseen as the Wind."